This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Strength on a Monday. Glad you're with us. Appreciate you hanging out. Grab a stool. Be here for 4 hours. Come and hang out. Wendy's Big Show. Two former Packers, Gary Yellerson and Leroy Butler. They got stories all day long from Ted Thompson's induction into the Packer Hall of Fame ceremony. That was this past weekend. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Big and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. That'll be back on the air tonight. Game four. We got everything you need before game four, Bucks and Celtics tonight. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. I'll be in here tonight with Tim Allen, Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. The only place that has you covered like a glove and fits just right is 105.7 FM, The Fan, and the Wendy's Big Show. What's going on, Sparky? You had to come and check this out. You like the old number eight?
Dude, are you seriously wearing a Larry Sanders jersey shirt?
You're dang right. I am. I got the red Christmas one, Milwaukee across the front.
Given that to Goodwill a while ago, you didn't have to,
Well, the biggest thing is, so I didn't.
Because he's drafted into the big three that you're celebrating? Is that what
no,
it is?
No, well, see, the issue was I'm a larger human being, so usually when I get these player t-shirts back when I would get them, is I couldn't wash it. I could wash it, but I can't dry it, right? So
shrink.
I have two nice Giannis t-shirts that a former significant other of mine put in the dryer. And so then,
like a normal person,
and then I didn't fit, so I had to break up with her. 414-799-1250.
What happened?
What do the Bucks have to do tonight to get a win? Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson hanging out. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, you're going to be in here tonight after a 2-1 win or a 2-1 lead that you have after the game 3 win. We were in here on Friday night after the Bucks 7-point win in Boston, TD Garden tonight. What are you going to have to do if you're Milwaukee to come home with a commanding 3-1 lead? And this is when guys, I know you'll appreciate this. This is when you can get that foot, the ball of the foot, firmly right in the middle of the throat of the dying dog.
Oh yeah, you could. Mm-hmm. I mean, tonight you can take that commanding lead and you can go ahead and put it on and choke them out tonight. Well, not necessarily choke them out, but you got a firm grip on it. How
right.
about that?
Yeah, you got a firm grasp on one.
You really do. And I tell you what, we had a caller that called in last week, 414-799-1250, you guys want to get on this. But we had a guy call in last week, and I forget his name if you listen to his call. He says, Gary, George Hill is the guy. He says, Bledsoe, I like him. And I gave him a little bit. I go, if we're counting on George Hill to do anything for us to help us win, he goes, no, Gary, I just like the matchup that George Hill gives us against who they were just playing.
Rozier?
Boston, and Kyrie Irving.
I just like that matchup.
Oh, the second squad.
Yeah. Right. And that's basically, to me, was part of the game. Listen, if you're with the Milwaukee Bucks and you've been following them, I think that's been – kind of their deal all year long, if you really just break it. They've had a lot of guys that, and I hate using the word step up, but that's what it is, in different times and at the shining moment. I think if you're going to win, I think one main constant is Giannis got to get you 30.
And he did just that for right. you in game three.
So all these other jokers, not all of them, but I mean, like if Bledsoe don't have a good game, or if Middleton don't have a good game, right? Giannis still got to give you 30. I don't know if they can win with Giannis not giving you 30, 10, and 9.
Sparky, to that?
Yeah, I think they can win without Giannis giving you 30. What did he end up with for that night? I got it right here. He ended up with 32, 13, and 8. 2 steals, 3 blocks, 5 turnovers, 22 free throw attempts in the game. Hit 16 of them. and almost fulfilled what Leroy has been asking for him to do, which is a triple-double. Two
That's
assists away from a triple-double for Giannis in this game. And like Gary said, George Hill, obviously huge. Pat Connaughton provided some offense for the first time in the series, which obviously helped. Right. And Mirotić, you know, starts again. And he's going to, I'm guessing, start again tonight with Brogdon not able to play tonight again for the Milwaukee Bucks, which I'm fine with. I said it. If
House money, Steve.
On the post-game show when we did it Friday night, there's no reason to play him in game four. If you're going to play him, you can wait till he come home for game five. There's no reason to rush him in Boston. Just let him sit out and relax. Now, meanwhile, the Boston Celtics, big-time guard, that they've been waiting on coming back, Marcus Smart has been upgraded to questionable for tonight's game. So there's a chance Marcus Smart plays tonight for the Boston Celtics. That will be a huge
shooter.
Right. That'll be a huge lift for the Boston Celtics. Not only can he shoot the basketball okay, I'm not a huge
fan. He likes to mix it up a bit.
That's another body at Giannis.
I am simply not a Marcus Smart guy. Never have been. Can't stand the dude. But he is a very good defensive player. So that 3-and-D type guy.
Mm-hmm. Steve, I just want to preference this. Because you know Joe goes to call you out on this, especially me, not necessarily you. But when I say 30, 26 to me is 30.
Oh, so you're 23 is 23 30?
No, 23, no, 23 is 20.
You're not a curve system when you're a teacher.
I'm just trying to figure out what the line is.
Yeah. Should give 26 you a B- to me is 30.
That's like, rounding up.
So like under 25 is not 30?
No.
I shout out to all the teachers out there to get them.
Because everybody want to nitpick when I throw a number. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
Why do you care about that?
But back to Marcus, Smart for a second. So, but not only does he provide them help with defense and three-point shooting, Leroy, I think he kind of helps them with their heartbeat. Like, he kind of can be their heart and soul guy. You push him back into there, that fight, that want to, that grit, he kind of represents all of that on top of whatever their crowd can give him. In Boston tonight. So if he does play, he's going to give them something, not only on the floor, but off the floor, the intangibles that maybe they don't have to this point. But look, the Bucks played very well. The first half of that game I thought was sloppy by both teams. I wasn't very impressed. Didn't look like a very good basketball game. And then what happened? We get to the third quarter, and there we go. I just think...
That was the light being switched, by the way.
Right.
That was
there was an article,
switch.
I think, in the Journal Sentinel today talking about how the third quarter has been the difference in this series. And it has been.
Absolutely.
All three games have been close at half. Yeah. And by the time the third quarter is done, you know who wins. And that's what it's been. So watching the first half of that game on Friday, I'm like, boy, this is a sloppy basketball game. Like, neither team seems in sync. They both seem out of sorts a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then the Bucks kind of just took over there in the third. But for Boston to have a chance in this, obviously Marcus Smart helps. But the other thing is, they got to quit playing, and this has been their problem all year. But the isolation basketball, passing up the pass to the open guy in transition and playing me basketball, that's really what they were all about. And Jason Tatum got going. We all knew he was going to get going.
Yep.
We all knew eventually he was going to get going. And right away in the first half, he started hitting jumpers. And you're like, uh-oh, okay, well, he's going to be there now. So now let's see what happens. Kyrie got his points as well. But I think that's really the biggest difference is if they quit playing me basketball, Boston, it'll be a competitive game down the stretch. If they don't and they continue to play the way they've been playing, which is me basketball, and the Bucks continue to get balanced scoring, which they didn't necessarily get as much balanced scoring maybe as maybe you would want. Bledsoe didn't have a great night. Brooke Lopez still hasn't had a good night shooting the basketball yet. But you got George Hill and Connaughton. So you got five guys in double figures. That's balanced enough for me.
And you had 45 come off the bench, Leroy. Now, when we were out at Skipper Bud's on Friday before Game 3, you were expecting Uncle Drew, Kyrie Irving, to go off. He had his 29 points and led scorers in that realm for Boston.
Mm-hmm.
But 8 of 22 was the efficiency that he was upset with after the game.
And again, it's still about Uncle Drew. Trap him. They trapped him so good in the third quarter. It was amazing. And something else I was thinking about when we were talking about Gordon Hayward. Hey, man, Pat Connaughton, every time Hayward gets up, Connaughton gets up. As soon as he checks in, go check in, man. I want you to match this guy point for point. If you out play him, we're good. And I think that's going to be it for a while. Now, again, back to what Steve said about the quarters. I got a text message from Booten. And he said, Leroy, you know, game one.
Leroy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Those first and third quarters, we got destroyed.
Destroyed?
We got to come out with better energy. The players talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So we got to play harder.
That's a great area that no player should ever throw out red meat like that to fans because all these guys play hard. Dude, sometimes a guy.
Could you explain what red meat means?
Well, giving somebody something to just gravitate to and talk about. Oh, these guys didn't play hard. How can you not play hard? Well, you just set them up for that. Don't say that.
Got it.
Just say the energy. Just use the word energy. Because you can see in Portland, sometimes McCollum, who I like a lot.
I like McCollum.
He looks like Stefan from Family Matters.
Yeah, he does.
When Urkel grows up.
Yeah, you're right.
Look at you.
You're right. That was a good
little
one.
Lighter, though.
A little lighter, but the face is just on par.
Right. Yeah. And it just seemed like to me when Steph Curry's brother was shooting, he was just walking around because the play ain't run for him. You know, it ain't my time to shoot. So that's when people say, you know, about energy and playing hard. But let me get back to what Budenholzer was after I left his house, which I don't know where he lives, we talked about. When you're on the road, it's a certain energy, and when you're home, it's a certain energy. What was a backbreaking for Boston fans were they were at home, okay? They had stole the home court. And we know how last year it went 4-3 home court went to Boston, and they won, although it was different players. But my thing is what he's trying to concentrate on, when you're on the road, you brace yourself for the home team coming out with this big splash. And they did that, 30-25.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. But in the third quarter, we have to separate ourselves, come out of the locker room and set precedent. And then after that, you can just take it over. Now, I will say this. The superstar calls are starting to level out, okay? But somewhere in that, Boston shot so many free throws just to get back in the game.
For sure.
It was like the refs like, wait a minute, y'all just went to the line 22 times. I got to even this thing out. And the Bucks down the stretch, they made their free throws.
The big thing was they took 32 free throw attempts, but they made 30 of them.
They made
yes, yeah,
they only missed two free throws like, that whole game. And the Boston Celtics don't shoot a lot of free throws normally.
I was shocked. I'm like, wait a minute. Both teams in a bonus. This is going to be free throws all the way out. There's no way Boston can get back in it because they're going to need three-pointers. So the energy level, expectation has to be the same. Brace yourself for the first quarter. They're going to come out and have a hot quarter, but be within 3 or 4 points after that. Then after that, everything kind of seems to kind of level out. But to me, it's still about how Kyrie Irving is moving the basketball and how they're going to try to get trap Giannis out front if he's doing a pick and roll up top. When he's down low, I think they're willing to give him that. But the last thing I'm going to say, guys, I need cash to take 7-8 more threes. These threes need to be gone. Take them. They're going to give certain people shots. Take them. They're going to get Pat Connaughton. He can shoot all the threes he wants.
Right, Lopez, shot 9 of them in game 3.
He can shoot all he wants. Take them. And if you're making them, I see another blowout if you're making these threes.
What do the Bucks have to do tonight to get a win? 414-799-1250. Mm-hmm. Grab your phone calls, but also, Sparky, one thing that always helps in preparation for what you need to do for a win like this on the road is just get a good night's sleep.
Good night's sleep is very important, especially when you're in Boston, where, according to Ted Davis, the sun has yet to come out since they've been there. So not too happy about being in Boston. And that was in retaliation for the Celtics media all crying about how the weather was in Milwaukee when they were here. So.
I like when Ted gets chippy.
Yeah, he was.
I thought the sky was falling in the first 2 minutes of the game on Friday night because they were down 10-2. And he's, oh my goodness, it's 10-2. It's 10-2 now. You need a bucket. You need one now.
You need to understand that that man was on our radio station for quite a while. He's never had any postseason success as a play-by-play announcer.
He won like 12 games when he was with Dallas.
Right. I mean, he's never had any postseason success as an announcer. So for him, this is as big as it is for anybody else, finally getting to call some playoff basketball games where the team actually wins. And I'm sure he got a good night's sleep last night and is ready to call the game tonight. I got a good sleep last night as well. Why? Brooklinen sheets. And in some cases, Leroy will tell you, some people take their Brooklinen sheets with them to the hotel or whatever else.
Hers.
Put them right on the bed themselves. Nobody. Don't worry about the hotel sheets. You bring your Brooklinen sheets with you. Cozy, comfy, warm. Love them. You spent a third of your life in your sheets. It's about time for a bedding upgrade. And this is what it's all about. Found in early 2014 by a husband and wife team. Their mission is my favorite. Make 5-star hotel quality sheets more affordable and easy to order. Plus, Brooklinen was the first DTC bedding company, meaning they work directly with manufacturers and directly with customers. No middlemen, just a great product and service. My Brooklinen sheets are the most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. Couldn't recommend them more if you're looking to treat yourself or a loved one to a bedding upgrade. For a limited time only, Brooklinen.com is celebrating their 5th birthday.
That's right, 5 years now. Still young, but producing at a high level. Get 20% off site-wide when you shop at brooklinen.com, but only until May 7th. Check phone. That's tomorrow. Shop their biggest event to date. You have until tomorrow. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 20% off site-wide is to go to brooklinen.com only until tomorrow, May 7th. That's brooklinen.com. Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever.
Bucks trying to set themselves up for a gentleman's sweep. The Brewers got a sweep over the weekend.
I've got an adjustment Boston should make. I'm not trying to be Brad Stevens, but I'll tell you what I'd do.
And Sparky gives you that next. We also got a chance at $1,000 for you all day. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, 414-799-1250. I was waiting for the beat drop. I was planning it for it to come. Oh, there it is. Okay. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, 414-799-1250. Yeah, but I wanted to get into it. I like doing the radio show. I like going. I like talking. People know I like hearing myself talk.
You're a big contact guy.
Everybody else. I am a big contact
guy.
John
Gruden would love you.
Oh. I'll get into a little bit of Gruden talk later on today. There was one former Wisconsin Badger that's playing for John Gruden right now, and it could not be a better fit, possibly. 414-799-1250. What do the Bucks have to do tonight for you, do you believe, to win the game tonight? Let's go out to the north side of Milwaukee. It's Trell joining us on the Big Show. What's going on, T?
Hey, how you gentlemen doing?
Hey, what's up, T? What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? I think the Bucks just need to keep their foot on the pedal, keep doing what they got to do. But what I want to say about all these Uncle Drew, Kyrie Irving fans.
Right.
Kyrie Irving is doing all this whining, talking about Giannis going to the free throw line.
Yeah.
Stop crying, stop fouling, and play basketball. My thing is that people have crowned Kyrie Irving as this spectacular closer and all that, and all that's given. He had a great shot in the finals and all that. But what we forget is that he was alongside of the superstar.
Yeah.
He was not the superstar. He asked for this. This is what he asked for. And my thing to him, you can ask for all you want to. You ain't a better player than Giannis. And that's why Boston Celtics is going to lose the series. All these people talking about how great. Yeah, Kyrie Irving can hit shots when he's the second fiddle. But he can't lead a team to where they need to go to. And that's going to be proven this postseason. They're going home. Gentlemen sweep. It's over with.
Appreciate the call, Trey.
Yeah, we'll see. And you know what? And you're exactly right. But up until this point, Giannis hadn't done anything. And Trey, you're right. Kyrie's resume was a bigger sample size. And you're right. He was arguably one of the top five players to have played in the history of the NBA. So, yes, true. But that shot he hit, it wasn't no real open shot. If you guys remember that shot, that joke was on it.
Yeah, the 29-footer to win game 7.
Yeah.
Chase down block by Bron.
Yeah, right. After that chase down block, right.
Mm-hmm.
So they set him up. And we talked about this with Giannis, 414-799-1250. I mean, I know all you guys, there's a lot of Bucks fans out there. I know you guys won't get on and talk about it because y'all sure give us grief when we don't talk about it. Had we not came on and talked Bucks today, I'm sure you would have blown us up on our Twitter and Instagram. And
yeah,
all
the mentions
would
not have been nice.
Had we not done. So we kind of led with the Bucks. So what playoffs do, I think, to careers like it did for Kyrie's career? Catapult career.
It's a launching pad.
It's a launching pad.
This is where you become household names instead of just top flight basketball players.
Right, and that's what Giannis is setting right now. He's setting the table to have that career. Like, and I keep bringing this up, like Dame. Now, Dame yesterday missing free throws. I don't know if y'all saw that. But like Dame had that one moment where he hit that one shot. Right now, Giannis has been like a consistent storm that's right now overwhelming Boston.
Well, in the same game yesterday, if you're talking about the Trailblazers Nuggets game, Sparky, during the break, I was like, man, Jamal Murray was just on fire yesterday.
Right?
He was a dog last
night.
But him and Jokic, like you said, had been killers all year long, and that's why they were the two seed in the West. Like, for this opportunity, where, to Gary's point, Kyrie had the opportunity to do that when he was young, had the opportunity to grow in the playoffs. Giannis has had to get himself to this point and now has the ability to have that launching pad moment.
Yeah, he's been in the playoffs. He just hasn't been able to take that next step yet.
And right.
He's a much better player now, as is his team around him, than I think they were last year. Mirotić being on this team, I think, is a huge difference compared to what they had last year. George Hill being on this team is a huge difference compared to what they had last year. And Celtics fans can say, yeah, well, they didn't have Kyrie and Gordon Hayward. You're right. But this is my thing. I hinted at it before the break. If I was Brad Stevens, I would change the starting lineup tonight. If I was Boston, I'd change it up. And I'll tell you what I would do based on what I've seen so far. Kyrie Irving would move to the shooting guard, and I'd start Terry Rozier at point guard.
Mm.
And Jaylen Brown would go to the small forward, and Jason Tatum's playing the power forward, and Morris is going to the bench to come off the bench. Because if I get Marcus Smart back, that's going to be one of my guards coming off the bench. My forwards would then be Morris and Hayward playing together off the bench, which would really increase your scoring off the bench at this point.
Oh, and you'd be so physical still in that second lineup.
Correct.
More than Baines.
And on top of that, you would give Rozier more of an opportunity to get the ball, you know, off the dribble, let Rozier kind of run and get Kyrie off on the wing when you're in transition. And we know Rozier and Bledsoe. That would be fun, part two.
Exactly.
Rozier last year had his way with Bledsoe, and I'm not saying he's in Bledsoe's head, but if I'm Brad Stevens at this point, I'm going to run him out there and
roll
start
the dice,
him.
Man.
Let Kyrie play the off guard and see what Milwaukee does with it. That's what I would do.
And that's a risky move, guys, because Marcus Smart has been on for every single time that he's been in this series.
But he's been hurt. So Marcus Smart's going to come off the
bench. Not Marcus Smart. Marcus Morris. That's what I meant.
Correct. Yes,
it's some big
been.
Shots in this series.
No doubt. But he would be even bigger off the bench, I think, with Hayward. Because that second unit then would be him and Hayward and Marcus Smart if he's able to go tonight. And then one of your other guards, whether it be Rozier or Kyrie, would still be on the floor with those guys. I just think it would make them a lot better on the second unit. And I think that starting five would give itself a different look. You're more athletic. You can get out and run a little bit more. And again, you change that backcourt to give Kyrie more of a chance to play off the ball, kind of like you've given Malcolm Brogdon to a certain degree. And you're doing it with a guy that has been in the opposing point guard's head all of last year that people still talk about. Because right now, they're really not getting a lot of each other. This way, you're going to force that matchup.
And I don't disagree with you, but to me, one single thing, Smart, that's another body on Giannis. They have to stop him. He can't just do what he's been doing, like they did the first game. That's what they need. Well, if you're Boston, that's what you need out of Giannis, what you got that first game. And they haven't been able to do it. How many times did you get to the free throw this last game?
Giannis took over 22 free throws.
16 of 22.
And the game before that was 18, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And so that's what's been – that to me has been the biggest change. They just don't have anybody – Giannis, and I never thought I would say this, but in some ways has physically worn them down in the middle. I mean, it's been hard for them to try to contain him.
We
I
talked
think
about
Smart gives him another body.
We talked all year long about how tough it was going to be for Giannis in these series to work as hard
that's
as he had
thing, yes.
for his points. And they've had to work pretty dang hard to be able to control him
they
for
have
as little
been
as
on
they've
the
been
other
able
end.
To.
Yes.
Right. Sean is in Racine. He's up at 414-799-1250. What's up, Sean?
What's up? I think for tonight, all the Bucks got to do is keep playing the way they did in that last game. I mean, honestly, their bench outscored the Celtics 42-16 or 8 or something. It was insane. They ended up taking over that game, especially with George Hill. I said back when after game one, they should have started Hill in place of Brown, but I do like what they did with Mirotić.
Yeah.
It's worked out better. Plus, with Hill coming off the bench, the only two starters last game who played over 30 minutes were Giannis and Middleton.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where they're wearing out the Celtics, just like you guys just said, with Giannis down the middle. But it's also their starters for the Bucks haven't had to just wear themselves out as bad as the Celtics have just trying to stay in this because they have no bench. And just like T said, they don't have a superstar besides Kyrie. Kyrie's going to get his for the most part, but the Bucks they were the number one rated, the defensive rated team in the league for all season. They're doing an adequate enough job limiting him. They're not going to fully shut him down every game like they did in game two, but they're doing what they need to do to take home the win. I think they get it done tonight and finish it off at home.
Appreciate it, Sean.
God, that would be nice.
There's a lot more optimism. I'll say this, and obviously, I mean, Gary, you said it before the break. They're playing kind of with house money at this point, coming up now 2-1 in the series, but it feels like there is just overbudding optimism for Bucks fans going into tonight's game.
As there should be. I don't know why you wouldn't have have a lot of optimism coming into this one based on how well you've played the last two games. Because you would have expected Boston to give you their best shot at home game one in Boston. That's where you would have thought you would have gotten it. You didn't get it. So now you look at Boston and go, okay, so where's that next boost going to come from? Marcus Smart. If he plays, he's questionable right now. If he plays tonight, like I said, not only does he give you defense and an occasional three here or there, but more so than anything else, I think he is a heartbeat for that team. He is the grit. He is everything for that team. So he can provide another boost for that team, maybe get him over the hump. And then the other thing is, what do they do with that lineup? Do they make a change to the lineup? Do they do something different? We'll have to wait and see.
Brian Scalabrine is going to give us a completely unbiased opinion at 4 o'clock. Yeah, that's why I said completely unbiased opinion as a Radio.com NBA insider here on The Fan coming up just after 4 o'clock. We'll get his thoughts on the series as well. But we're also going to talk to Seth Everett today at 3:48 and get his feelings on the Milwaukee Brewers because he's got to be jacked up. Mm-hmm. Getting close. Gary, we're getting close to his cutdown of when he starts looking at the standings. Yeah. So we'll see what he thinks as the Brewers got themselves a little bit closer to the standings with a sweep of the New York Mets.
They call it
over
Preston here
the
yet.
Weekend. No, they have not.
He's got 11 homers. You know this, right?
Yeah, he had another.
He's playing well.
Another two homer game over the weekend.
He's hitting .349, 400 on base,
an OPS of close to 12.
Yeah. Hey, but he's in the minors.
Yeah.
We don't need him yet. Yeah, who's he going to take?
Yeah, we don't need him.
Travis Shaw.
No.
Oh, man. No, working on things. Working on things. Wendy's Big Show is back after this.
Why the
2 minutes
not?
And your chance at $1,000 coming up on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, 414-799-1250. His phone number live at 105.7 FM,
thefan.com. This is that show I've always heard about. This is awesome.
The Fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, radio station. It's cool. It's a cool spot.
I hear a lot about you guys.
Oh, really?
Some good, some bad, some indifferent.
But when you're hanging out over at Ebony 2, when you hear something?
Yeah, Packer Hall of Fame, there, everybody's yelling out 105.7 FM in The Fan. I mean, for the most part, people are trying to go, where's Sparky at?
I said he don't like this kind of Packers.
Is that what you get?
The Packer way stuff. Steve don't like that. He probably enjoyed it, though, really.
I always get the questions.
I enjoyed Mike Clemens. I milled Michaels for an hour. He was telling a lot of good stuff. Was he at your table, Leroy?
Yeah, he was sitting right in front of me.
No, he was at my table.
Oh, it was your table. Because was Jordy at the table, too? Jordy Nelson?
Yeah, they all at my table.
Really?
So now you want the truth, or you want to just let that
happen? We're going to go with that.
Okay, let that. Yeah, we was at Gary's table.
You're getting married this week, and we'll just go with him for today. It'll be all about you next Monday.
Yeah, you could ask what the table number was.
No, it's all right, man.
This is a table 42, is that what I'm hearing?
No, nah, the table number was Quentin. That's
funny. We'll talk about it at 5:30.
Okay, we will, but since you mentioned the wedding.
Uh-oh, Steve.
He got two shout-outs from, was it Mark Murphy?
Yeah, and Lance Allen.
And Lance Allen.
When he was on the podium, Murphy?
Yeah, when he was up on the podium.
Really?
His speech
was amazing.
Lance set him up, Lance is, because they introduced everybody. And Lance is, and Leroy Butler's getting married. And Leroy, when you get married?
Screamed out to him.
Of course.
Next weekend.
That's your friend.
Oh, man. Yeah, at least he stopped himself.
Yeah.
I don't think he said it.
No, I didn't say it.
No.
So you still believe it was his table?
Yes.
I dumped it. I dumped it anyway. Hopefully I got it.
Go ahead. So Lance Allen shouts him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, everybody started clapping, right? And then all of a sudden, Mark Murphy comes up, and then Mark Murphy throws it over the top.
Yeah, because he got prepared statements.
Yeah.
So it was in it. That guy's it. I really want...
Is Mark Murphy going to be at the wedding?
He's busy, man. Stuff like that. Yeah.
But he didn't invite him.
Anybody up there is invited to go. We got tables for people. We got tables for those people. But I'd really want to talk about his speech at 5:30. His speech was amazing.
Whose speech?
His speech.
Whose?
Murphy.
Okay.
Yes, it was. It wasn't like...
Somebody needs to explain to me where Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre.
Well, betting on ponies was more important.
Yeah, he was already...
I know where the Derby was. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. That man drafted you. That man took heat for you when he shipped Brett out.
Hey, man.
And as far as Brett goes,
bet on the ponies.
I could understand maybe, you know, he's busy, a little bitter about how that whole thing turned out.
Yeah.
Dude, you were just in Green Bay like 2 days prior,
I know, right?
Doing a thing with Peyton Manning. You got up and you left. Yeah. You couldn't have hung out for 48 hours to go to that thing to say, hey, we're good, Ted. Especially considering the state that Ted's in.
Right.
It would have been nice to be like, dude, dog, we're good, man. We're all good. You know what? I get it. Everything's good. Right. That would have been cool. Wouldn't that have been classy
thing
for
the
Brett?
But when was the Derby, though, Steve?
That day. So
that exactly.
The Rogers
go to the
thing,
Derby.
Then he couldn't go to the Derby.
Right.
Man, there's a Derby next year. Ted, who knows?
No, but he goes to the Derby every year with all these guys. They had already made plans.
Maybe
well,
I
know. Well, here's what happened. The Packer Hall of Fame this year changed their date.
Yep.
This is normally later in
July.
The year.
In July.
This is in July.
Around my birthday.
In his defense. In his defense.
Is it because of Ted?
No.
No. They moved it next year, too.
Yeah, they moved it up again next year.
Yeah. They want to get away from the golf tournament. They think the golf tournament and the dinner is too close together. They want to space it out.
Yeah.
I don't care.
In his defense. I'm just saying.
All I'm saying is, dude, you can go to the Kentucky Derby every year. Like, Bakhtiari was there looking all stylish. And I saw the picture of all those guys, so I get it.
Randall Cobb.
But, dude, this dude.
They do it every year,
though. This dude drafted you and then dealt with all the crap and the fallout after he got rid of Brett and said, I'm riding with my guy 12. I'm riding with Aaron Rodgers. My guy.
Well, Rodgers thanked him for that.
He sent a very, very
Almond sent a video. I know. All these clowns send videos. I get it.
Why do guys be clowns?
Because, man.
It was good. It was good. It was one of his. Aaron did a great job. Because I thought he was going to cry. I really did. Because you think about that. No quarterback.
And he actually said that.
Ever.
Said what?
You stood by me
when you.
Yes. You should have. Because Ted got killed back then.
He did say that. Mm-hmm.
Well,
big time.
So did McCarthy. They both did.
Yeah.
No
McCarthy wasn't there, though.
No player ever had to go through this much slander to run a team worse than Aaron Rodgers.
Now, that's another one.
What? No player.
That's
it was so much.
What?
That's,
I don't understand either. That dude lives in Green Bay. He couldn't drive over?
He can't go there.
Why not?
Yeah, I was going to say, would he have been accepted in that building right now?
He can't go there. Sure, he would.
Sure, he would have.
No, but they just wouldn't be right.
Murphy was all like, hey, Mike handled it real professionally after I fired his butt, and it was great.
That would have upstaged everything.
Yeah, he should have been there.
Because that would be his first coming out party since he's basically been fired, other than being at the basketball.
Should have
waited for Murphy to start talking and then opened the doors and walked into the room
like
as Murphy was
Stone
talking.
Stone Cold style?
And everybody turned and looked, and there would have been McCarthy. That would have been awesome.
No, then you upstaging Ted.
He's looking for discord.
Right, yeah. You upstaging Ted. There's already discourse anyway.
You know when Leroy doesn't like an idea when he gives the one quick laugh.
Yeah.
Leroy likes drama too. Just
like,
not easy.
But not
I like
that.
Pettiness.
Not like
pettiness.
That.
I
like
not pettiness. Drama. Okay.
Yeah, that was a little bit too much.
It was amazing, though. It was good.
We'll get a lot more stories from the guys coming up at 5:35. Stories from the Hall of Fame.
Down
banquet.
To about 20%, though.
But 414-799-1250. How much better do you feel about the Milwaukee Brewers now? Gary, I can't wait.
Uh oh.
I was telling everybody, let's all calm down. We'll be okay. We were in here on Thursday after they had given up 11 runs in
the
second
truck was coming
consecutive
around the
game.
Put the blaze out.
Oh my goodness! And people were jumping off buildings, yelling out, "How are they doing
still
this?"
In the parking lot though.
4 games over .500, baby. How much better are you feeling about your Milwaukee Brewers?
Well,
now?
No, it ain't really me. You need to answer that question.
I'm feeling a lot better. But I was feeling good.
No, you were not.
I was,
Steve.
Hey, I told everybody it would be okay.
I just told him, don't fall out of here. We can't catch him.
We will be okay.
And you're the baseball guy. But you was reaching out to Adam McKelvey to calm us down. And
yes,
because
everybody needed to just.
Don't do the Gary now.
Just reach Zen. A happy place.
Who do they play? Who do they play over the weekend?
They played the New York Mets over the weekend.
So we all know
he
that
knows who
Mets.
They play, man. Why are you
not
telling
really? The
him
New
that?
York Mets have the reigning Cy Young
Award
said, winner.
Steve
they got
has said, look at the schedule. Now Steve didn't call a sweep, but he said they're gonna beat the Mets.
This
hey
is
man,
a,
they got look. The Nationals next.
You want to call the next round, Steve?
Yeah, they'll win this series too.
Who they play?
Nationals. Yeah,
you're saying that right away with Scherzer and Strasburg on the mound.
I don't care. I don't care who plays tonight. The Nationals.
Let's go.
The Nationals.
This has to be a big homestand because they're going to the road soon.
The Nationals last night were sitting on the tarmac at 6 o'clock last night in Philadelphia. At 2:45 this morning, they were still sitting on the tarmac in Philadelphia.
Sit on the what?
Tarmac in Philadelphia. They then decided that we're done. because they were having engine issues, apparently.
Oh,
they got
goodness.
Buses to come back, pick them up off the plane, bring them to a hotel to sleep, get on a plane. They're flying in today. They're losing tonight. That's that. I don't want to hear anything more about this. The Brewers are winning tonight. That's stupid.
Billy, don't we'll put a lot of money on the game.
How, as an organization, do you allow a baseball team to sit on an airplane for 8 hours? How? How do you not get them up after an hour and go,
they
get Trump now by EAAA or wherever they are.
What?
The EAA? The
I know what EAA. What does that have to do with them getting off the plane and stretching their legs?
Because they run everything. You can't just...
You can't have them sitting in an airplane for 8 hours,
Hey, listen, they've done it to everybody else.
If you were sitting in an airplane for 8 hours, how mad would you be?
I know, I would be furious. That's what I'm saying. They can't control that. No team can control...
Well, they clearly control getting them off the plane and putting them back into a hotel and getting them off there.
When they wanted to.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It shouldn't take 8 hours.
But it wasn't the Nationals' fault.
I don't know.
No, it's not. That's what I'm saying. It's not on them.
They can get another plane out of the hangar.
That's on, like... You know, that's on, like, them people at the airline. And when they can get you out, when they want. You never hear people talk about selling the plane for like 5-6 hours?
All the time.
They are normal people. That
they
is
still have to follow those regulation rules, Steve. It ain't like when we used to travel, it ain't like what it used to be. When we used to travel, we went for everybody.
We didn't have backup plane. If that plane was down, we're just tough luck.
We took buses on the tarmac. We didn't even go through the airport.
That was before 9/11.
Right.
Yeah, you just...
I mean, we get right on, right. And soon we load it up.
You're gone.
Now.
Right. Exactly. But they had engines with I think it was Delta.
But I don't know if they do that anymore. After 9/11...
They're not walking teams through airports.
Yeah, they are. They start... Yeah, Jones had started going through the airport after 9/11.
Yep.
Nobody could... They couldn't get buses on the tarmac anymore. Now, I don't know, maybe the last 2 years they probably loosened up, but after 9/11...
They're going
NBA,
through security, but they're not walking through the concourse.
They're walking
people.
Through the concourse.
No
NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, them guys had to walk through like everybody else.
I want anybody.
After 9/11.
Just, you don't have to call. Just tweet at us if you've seen a whole team walking through the airport.
I've seen a whole team, Mom.
I've seen
all time.
NCAA, a bunch of teams.
Mm-hmm. And when we were
NCAA, I'm talking about these teams with their own jets.
But Steve, even when we were in college. We never went through an airport in college.
At Wisconsin?
No. It was same thing. On the bus, tarmac.
Right. Go
on the plane. Go.
Man,
if
that's some living.
If you have your
what?
Own, if you have your
supposed
own
to
plane,
be.
If you have your own
but
plane, there's a problem
though,
with it. Yeah, if you have your... See, we had our own plane back when Northwest was around. We had Northwest. We bought a plane. If something was wrong with it, we would just sit there... They would try to fix it. People come in off with the headphones on and the vest and trying to fix it. If it's not fixed, they can't just grab a plane. Now, were you flying as a civilian, you just they try to get you another plane. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. That's a lot of horror stories.
All I know is the only time I've ever sat on a plane, I saw one dude grab a wrench, looked like he was trying to make something. They said, yeah, we are having some quick engine issues.
Why don't we just play some poker,
planes having
some
issues holding fuel. And I looked down, the guy's got the wrench, and he threw it up in the air. He's like, I don't know what's going on. I knew we were getting off there. There was
no way I'm getting off.
No way I'm sitting on this. No way Dean Murray would sit on that plane either.
Oh,
no.
Can't let Dean the Dream be in a situation like that.
But see, Dean's a patient guy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
well, that's true. He is very, very patient. He's especially patient when you walk in there, you don't know what you want necessarily.
No, right. I mean, that's why they're the best jewelry shop in the area.
He's going to Hyundai. You back at what? Dan Richards? What
Dean Murray and the jewelry center.
That's why they're the best jewelry store in the area.
There we go.
Because
there we go.
Dean has a lot of patience. And guys, when you walk in the store, you'll see that, or you get a feel for that family atmosphere that they have at the jewelry. And they got three locations: 76 and Layton in Layton Plaza, another one in Brookfield off Blue Mile Road, and Tri City National Bank building right there on the second floor. They got a new location for all you good people out in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, you're looking to get the most money for your old gold or jewelry. My good friend Dean Murray is going to do just that. He's going to give you cash on the spot.
I got my ring. Finally picked it up from Dean. So I just appreciate him with the rings that we have Saturday. Obviously come from the Jewelry Center.
Mm-hmm.
I just asked him, now after Saturday, can I come sell my ring back to you on Sunday?
Why would you want? Why would you do that?
Because
why would
funny.
You do that?
Funny.
Why would you?
That wasn't funny.
The man just said it was
not. That was not a funny joke.
No, that ain't funny, cuz.
I just tell my wife I lost it. Get some money from.
Was she and your wife yet? Why you keep calling your wife? Can you wait another week?
Hey, they're all wives. There's no such thing as fiance. Those are people that are trying to look for a way out.
Who told you that?
Me.
That's Leroy Butler logic. I don't know. You can't argue with that, I guess.
Once you give a wife a ring, that's your wife, man. All this fiance stuff, that's just weird. I just know some people been engaged for 15, 20, 30, 40, 17 years.
There ain't no wrong with that.
40,
it is something wrong 50, with it.
17 years.
God, please.
My uncle been engaged for 30 years.
Your uncle ain't trying to be married.
Well, they still live together, share the bills.
Live together?
Well, why do you even give her a ring then?
They're faithful?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
What's wrong with that?
Nope, because you cheat. Hey, I wasn't married.
No, that don't mean nothing.
Oh, it don't?
I mean, you're not cheating, my boy.
Not like you're thinking.
Man, Dean told me, hey, man, come on in here.
I'm glad you're getting married. You got a date. I mean, it's going to be that sad.
Yeah, I call her my wife. She's my wife.
So did you give Gary the rings already?
Child, please. That's too many days between. He may try to sell.
That is too many days in between. We had a rehearsal. We had rehearsal our last, was that last Friday?
Friday.
Yeah, right after Skipper Buds.
Yeah, right after Skipper Buds drove way down.
I really enjoyed the Skipper Buds location.
That was a lot of fun.
And took good care of us.
Yeah, no doubt you did.
She gave her a real plate and gave
us. My good friend Dean Murray, located on 76 and Layton Plaza.
Shop TJC.com.
In Brookfield off Blue Mountain Road and Tri-City National Bank Building.
What you guys
think? And a new location in Burlington, Wisconsin. What you guys think?
People tweeting us about this team airplane thing. Sam Sweets, no, pro teams fly charters and go through security alone using something called an FBO. I looked it up, and sure enough, that is a thing. FBO.gov, if you want to look it up. A fixed-base operator, an organization granted the right by an airport to operate at the airport and provide aeronautical services such as fueling, hangaring, tie-down, parking, aircraft rental, aircraft maintenance, blah, 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 blah.
So when we went to the airport,
so they're not walking through the airports.
They're not?
Nope.
So when I walked through the airport, was I dreaming?
Well, I don't know. That was back
no,
in the day.
Well, no, they probably changed, but I know for sure after 9/11, everybody would go through the airport.
Well, 9/11, they changed everything. Because we was in San Diego, we go right across the border. No big deal. You just go right across the border. Now you can't get across. If you get across, you can't come back.
Yeah, no chance. 414-799-1250 is the phone number. Wendy's Big Show's here on The Fan.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, baby, tell us your chance to win $1,000. Put a grant in your hand coming up.
Right before the top of the hour
sports flash. Make sure to stay tuned for that. Also, we'll get a little bit into Rashawn Gary and the stuff that we found out about the Green Bay Packers and him last week. Speaking of the Packers, Mike Clemens was listening to the last half hour or so. So the Packers go through metal detectors at Austin Straubel. It's at the end of the airport where private planes take off. TSA with metal detectors, fans behind a fence at the end of the terminal. So that's how the Packers do it. Then he was also listening to us talk about the Packer Hall of Fame and me getting after Brett for being in Green Bay and then not being at the dinner. And he said something that I did not know. Favre met with Ted in person in Green Bay on Friday. So when he was there, he went and apparently met with Ted and had their conversation or whatever the case may be.
Does that make you feel better?
Yes. Because if he would have went to Green Bay to do something with Peyton Manning, of all people, and then left, knowing Ted was going into the Hall of Fame literally within 24 to 48 hours of him being there, I would have been hot.
I feel like you don't like the Peyton Manning part of the TV show.
He looked just like Peyton Manning. Manning was a mini-me to him.
Somebody thought I was... When me and Tim went to Indy 1 year, we were in a bar. And
people think you Peyton Manning.
When we were in Indy a few years back, me and Tim, you could ask Tim. Yeah. We were being asked about Manning's younger brother.
See ya?
When I was in Indianapolis years ago.
Like between Manning and Cooper.
I was like, when was that? That was Manning's rookie
year. And
that
was his team. And he's a Colts fan.
Because we were there for Manning's game against the Chargers his rookie year. It was 1-2, Manning versus Leaf. And I brought Tim with me. Oh, he didn't like that at all, by the way, because that game was horrible. Oh, he was not happy with me. But he went with me anyhow because nobody else wanted to go with me. So Tim said, I'll go with you. So we went down there. We were in a bar, and people were asking if I was related to Manning.
When they had that group?
It was Manning's rookie year.
Man, that was a machine, boy. James, Harrison.
I just think it's the big forehead. But that's all it could possibly be.
And the long neck, man. Man got a long neck, cuz. I think Matt Ryan got him, though.
Do you think it's longer or shorter now?
It doesn't get shorter.
Oh, after the neck surgery?
After the surgery.
I don't know.
Who cares?
Right? Like, wouldn't you think it would be bigger?
Matt Ryan's neck is longer, though.
He has got a big neck. Sorry,
you agree with that, Steve,
I think,
right?
I don't know. Merton Hanks is the longest neck I've ever seen.
Matt Ryan's
got a good one.
Awesome. I think it'd be really good. I think the Brett Favre one's going to be really good. I think they're all going to be really good. So I have no problem with him doing it. My only point on all of this was we knew he was there. Favre was tweeting out pictures of him hanging out in Bart Starr's car and in Vince Lombardi's office or kitchen or something, wherever they were, as well. So I got no problem with him doing it. My only problem was, this is Ted's weekend. You should obviously be a part of it, considering how bad things were when the whole thing was done. And Ted was still there when they brought Brett back and filled up a stadium full of people for him and everything else. So it should have been fitting that he would have been there. And I would have loved to have seen Rodgers there as well, but he deemed the Kentucky Derby.
But he don't never really go to that, though. Even when it was in July, he never went.
Who?
Aaron. He don't go to the Packer Hall of Fame thing.
This isn't just
anybody,
though.
He's not in the Hall
though.
Of Fame yet.
But it's not just anybody. Do you think he's going to be there for Jordy?
I would say no.
I bet you he'll be there for Jordy. Well, Gary, what do you think? You think Rodgers will be there for Jordy? I bet you Rodgers presents Jordy.
You and I was talking about this. You may have a point there.
Well, what?
Who did Brett Favre? Did Brett Favre?
Frankie.
And that's the only one.
Yeah.
That was like the only one that had his number still.
So
I told you.
So you might be right.
Ain't happy.
That was the only one he still talked to, I believe, after that whole thing was all said and done. Was Winners.
Do you see?
Oh, you talking about Brett?
Brett, yeah.
Brett talked to everybody. You got to be. He's like Tiger Woods. You got to be in the circle. If you're not in the circle, like meet the parents, he ain't talking to you. If you're, and that's when you.
Well, he's no Leroy Butler, no personable.
Well, I don't have a
superstar.
Circle. I love everybody.
That's what I'm saying.
I ain't trying to be a celebrity when I'm trying to be have fun. I ain't trying to do that. I don't try to big time people. Yeah. So, do you want to hang around 1,000 people at a dinner, or you want to go and have fun and go home? Most guys want, and I don't have no problem with that. Most guys don't. I'm a true outlier of approachability. A lot of guys don't want to be bothered. They really don't. They just want to just do their thing. And when they need you, they'll come to you, like to promote something or to be somewhere. It's a little hypocritical, but hey, man, it is what it is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is what it is. It changes up every once in a while.
A lot of guys really don't like to base their income off of the public. They'd rather have their own money. They don't need the public until they need the public. That's 100.
414-799-1250, the phone number, live at 1057fmthefan.com. We have Brian Scalabrine on hold. Radio.com Sports Insider. We'll get to him after a short timeout. And a cash call right here on the Fan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.